limitations. And in all of that, Source not one time says, oh, she's gone to the therapist again. Source never says, ah, you've been out of the vortex for so long, I give up. I give up on you, Instead, Source just knows steadily and eternally who you are and never deviates for a moment of offering the vibrational flowing of that. It's like the lighthouse that is out there with the steady beacon always shining. Only in this case, it is an attractive magnetic beacon that is calling you forward. And in fact, if Source were not calling you, your not going wouldn't feel uncomfortable. If life hadn't caused you to expand to a new place to which you're not going, you'd feel no discord at all. You see. So you just ask and Source calls and you go, and you ask and Source calls and you go, and you just ask and Source calls and you go, and you just ask and Source calls and you go. And it's just this steady flow of ideas and life and living and loving. What's it all about anyway? Why are you here? Did you come to fix a broken world? Never. You came to play. You came to create. You came to be the creator that you are. You came to take thought beyond that which it has been before. You came to rise to new desires. You came to be prodded into a new desire and then to tune yourself to it. You came for the exhilaration of closing the gap. You didn't come for the creation of anything. You came for the excuse to flow with Source, you see. Helpful?
Yes, very.
Thank you. Good.
Speaking of taking thought beyond that which it has been before, this has been a very good day.
Thank you. I may need a little help formulating the question here, but the thing that's been on my mind a lot is the experience of trauma and what people in therapy will call disassociating or going out of your body or fragmenting in some way, something that I've experienced. When something reminds me of my childhood trauma, there'll be a feeling of drifting away or going dead in some way or somehow leaving.
Well, those are dramatic words, going dead in some way. When you tune your radio to the frequency to hear the song you want to play, do you announce to the other stations, I'm going dead to you? I'm going dead to you. Mm. I'm coming alive over here. In other words, it's a nice thing when you disassociate with things that hold you out of alignment with who you are.
Right.
Jerry and Esther had a chicken. They had a lot of chickens. And one chicken, hen, would not stay in the hen yard. They named her Renegade because she was always over the fence and in the neighbor's 5 acres. And Esther said to her, Renegade, there's a big dog who lives over there who would like to have you for lunch. And Renegade said, I'd rather be free than confined. And Esther said, then go have lunch. So every day, Renegade frolicked over there. And one day, true to Esther's promise, Snuggles had Renegade. And Renegade is like a limp rag in Snuggles' mouth. And Snuggles is running across the property. And Jerry happened to see it. And Jerry yelled, Snuggles! And Snuggles looked up and guiltily dropped Renegade. And Renegade shook herself off and came home. And Esther said, Abraham, I thought Renegade was dead. And we said, no, she was just getting ready to be dead. She was detached from the unpleasantness of lunch.